We've really spent a lot of time working on the navigation and the product detail and data in the in GSA Advantage. So we're trying to make it more intuitive for users. In the past, vendors would submit, you know, all of their items, and when you did a search, you would see the same item multiple times. Now, when you do a search, you're going to see the item once, and then when you click on it, behind it, you'll start to see all the different vendor offerings and prices, much more similar to what Amazon does today.
Mm-hmm.
We have pulled in more pictures. We have really working to improve the search and to just make it easier for customers to get to the products and services they're looking for.
Talk, how much of this involves your customers saying, hold on, I need GSA Advantage to do, and they fill in the blank?
Almost all of it, really. We've been listening to customers and really working hard to improve their experience. And so, we, you know, over the years, because we've been around for, you know, since 1995 almost.
Yeah. We don't talk about that date. Because of my earlier story, we don't talk about that date because I'm young as sunshine. So.
Okay, of course. Yeah. Me too.
But a lot of one of the challenges here is constantly keeping up because a company like Amazon, that's their job to create this. I mean, I guess it is your job now to create a site which is robust and people can use and frankly is almost as good as Amazon.
Right. No, we still see, you know, our mission is to save the government money and time and to help them conduct the business of government that much faster. So that's really, you know, why we're certainly still in business, and that's our mission. So we have really quite a few number of users on the site, and people do use it. It's really has become a, you know, part of their daily procurement operations, and in fact, we hear it if anything's going wrong. So.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about how, I know one of the early issues was, okay, how do you, because some of the prices on some of the products, it's not just IT things, it can be things, almost commodity buys, and the prices on those things can change sometimes frequently.
Right.
How do you deal with that? Because that's really a vexing issue, both for industry, but also for your customers, for your agency customers.
Well, we do have vendors submitting new prices every day. And you can, they are also can reduce, you know, they can put their products on sale. So what you can see, it's actually very interesting if you track these things, but if you click on a product today, you can see the prices, things that are on sale, things that are part of the strategic sourcing initiative. We have all the strategic sourcing initiative products on GSA Advantage. And what you can see is, the vendor activity where the prices are changing and they're changing all the time.
And can vendors do that in an effective way or do they have to submit something and then it gets updated and is it a detailed process?
They do have to submit their price file to us, and then we obviously load it into GSA Advantage.
Okay. Talk a little bit about, because I know you do, as we were talking earlier, you get a lot of comments from customers. How do you take that and turn that into actually bettering the site?
Well, so, you know, obviously we were listening to customers, and we spent a lot of time, you know, looking at the usability of the website. And so, you know, if a customer is saying, hey, I'm either having trouble finding this or, listen, when I do a search, it's not giving me, I know this product is in there and I can't find it. So we spend a lot of time trying to work through the process internally, and then converting that into the code, which is really what you're seeing on GSA Advantage.
And so the biggest thing that people will notice is, I know the search functionality is what probably most people use, isn't it?
The search is what they mostly use, yes.
And have you worked, I know you've been working over the years to really improve that search capability.
Yeah, that's correct. But we're also, we've added more and more pictures. That was another request of our customers to add more pictures. We've made them larger. They're higher resolution. We've also added more things like brochures, installation instructions, you know, demonstrations of the product. So we've really tried to make that more robust than it has been in the past. We've added new icons. So obviously, for instance, environmental. Everybody is looking to meet all of the requirements that are put out by the procurement rules. So environmental is obviously a big area. So we have, I don't know, I'd say 30 different ways to identify some of the, and maybe more, some of the environmental products that we have.
I know one of the new additions is something called a streamlined order tracking system. Tell folks what that is.
Well, in the past, we've been tracking your customers' orders all along, but in the past it was harder to find that area. So we have something called a message center now, and as soon as you log on, you see your past purchase history, and we have easier navigation so you can get back in to see all the orders that you've placed, your order status, where it is with the vendor. So we've worked, that was another, you know, customer request, obviously.
And how difficult is it? We talked earlier about, you know, the challenges of maintaining and being the most agile as you possibly can be these days, where things are changing all the time. That can be really hard.
You know, it's a challenge every day, but we're up for the challenge, and we just, you know, we continually try to improve the process. And, you know, certainly between the vendor community and our customer community, we're really working hard to make it better all the time.
Do you get a lot of input? We talked about customer input, but, of course, the Federal Acquisition Service, you have two customers. Also, industry is one of your customers. Do you get input from industry about the ways that things that would help them use GSA Advantage more effectively?
Absolutely. We do get quite a bit of feedback from vendors, and we really do work to try to balance the needs of both communities. So, you know, a lot of vendors will, we have our own vendor support center, actually, because obviously as they're uploading data, we're there to assist. But we certainly take and track, you know, vendor issues and requests all the time.
So I understand this was a two-year rollout for this release for GSA Advantage version 12.0. Now that you've rolled this out, do you sit back and take a breath, or do you start thinking about version 13?
Oh, no. Yes, we are not taking a breath at all. We are looking at version 13. We have multiple areas that we would continue to add to all of our e-tools, because along with GSA Advantage, we have a product called e-library, we have e-buy, so we have multiple tools that need to be updated and modernized. So we are not sitting back, I can tell you that.